USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The nation's top expert on infectious disease saying the country has not yet gotten the coronavirus under control, and this will be a very difficult week. On CBS's Face the Nation, Dr. Anthony Fauci said that America hasn't quite seen the peak of the outbreak yet. However, at Sunday's coronavirus task force meeting, Vice President Mike Pence said,
"We are beginning to see the glimmers of progress. The experts will tell me not to jump to any conclusions, and I'm not. But like your president, I'm an optimistic person, and I'm hopeful."
Former Rhode Island Governor Lincoln Chafee calling it quits on his run for the White House. Chafee announcing yesterday the timing is difficult for him to run as a Libertarian candidate in 2020. He ran for president as a Democrat in 2016. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
Yeah, I really enjoy the product completely. It's really been very, very good for my hair and my skin. A little bit more energy and just most of the time being able to fight off, you know, the sicknesses too. You know, I have not been sick since I have started it.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden says he'll be wearing a face mask when he goes out into public because of the coronavirus.
It's important to follow the science, listen to the experts, do what they tell you.
The U.S. has now confirmed 330,000 cases of the coronavirus, and the death toll has climbed to at least 9,600. And again, government officials say it's going to get worse before it gets better. The Department of Veterans Affairs opening its hospitals to coronavirus patients, as VA Secretary Robert Wilkie says 1,500 beds will be open to patients around the nation. Wilkie says 100 beds are already open in the New York area, which has been the epicenter of the illness in the United States. Walmart ramping up safety measures after two Chicago area workers died from coronavirus. This weekend, the store began limiting the number of shoppers allowed in its stores to promote social distancing. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
A single camera person wearing protective clothing has recorded a special message from Britain's Queen Elizabeth. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
In a rare address, Queen Elizabeth is offering some moral support to her people.
Together we are tackling this disease, and I want to reassure you that if we remain united and resolute, then we will overcome it.
Also, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is now in the hospital after testing positive for the virus 10 days ago. Officials say he's having some tests, and this is only a precaution. During his evening press conference, President Trump wished Johnson well. He said all Americans are praying for him.
U.S. Coast Guard search teams in the Maryland area turning their efforts to find two missing members of the Kennedy family from a rescue effort to a recovery mission. Maeve Kennedy Townsend McKean and her son Gideon Joseph Kennedy McKean went missing on Thursday afternoon on Chesapeake Bay. An overturned canoe the two had been in has been located. And former Vice President Joe Biden is expected to hold a series of virtual fundraisers. Biden reportedly planning to host a $28 a person virtual fireside chat later this month. Donors will receive login instructions to attend that online event. You can find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.